I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the first inning, when it was first and third.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show. Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good afternoon. It is a final from Phoenix. It's a loss. It's a shutout. Sixth time this season the boys have been blanked. Sixth shutout, and we've completed 25 games. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll get to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line momentarily, but I want to hear from you, Royals fans. We all know you got to score to win, right? We knew it was going to be a difficult task getting to Zach Gallen, but ladies and gentlemen, the first inning is all you needed to watch, all you needed to listen to today. And I'm not going to give you some sort of spiel about you. If you're going to get to an ace, you got to get to him early. Now, that cliche is cliched because it's true. That's not my focal point. That first inning today, that's who the Royals are in 2023. That's who we expected them to be in 2023. A team led by Bobby, Vinny, MJ, and Salvi. Sure, Brady Singer and the veteran leadership of Zach Greinke. Yeah. This team centers around those top hitters. Bobby, MJ, Vinny, and Salvador Perez. Now, Salvi not in the starting lineup, so you got Bobby leading off, followed by Vinny, followed by MJ. In that first inning, against one of the five best pitchers in the sport this season, Vinny rips a one-out single to the opposite field. MJ Melendez rips a one-out single to right center field, and the Royals have first and third with only one out. But that's who this team is. Those guys must produce, right? We've discussed that. Bobby and Brady, Salvi, Perez, and Pasquantino. Those five must produce for this team to sniff 70-75 wins. But if they were going to have an entertaining summer, it was going to be on everybody else. Your stars must be stars, and then we need a few others to surprise. A few others to emerge as possible future stars for this organization. So today, Vinny and MJ got on base there in the first and again in the ninth. Unfortunately, nobody else was able to surprise. Not Olivares, despite the fact that he has over this road trip, we've seen Eddie come through with big two-out knocks in the first inning. He's unable to do so in the first. Unable to do so in the ninth. Michael Massey, unable to do so in the first, striking out on a curveball in the dirt, and then flying out with two on and nobody out in the ninth inning. Massey unable to come through. The Royals, outside of Bobby, Vinny, and MJ, 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position. Now, what we need to do, and what I'm now forced to do because of the 6-19 record, is take solace in the fact that MJ reached base twice and that lower back tightness didn't appear to set him too far back. Right, leaves the game on Sunday after hitting a home run. The day after hitting a triple, it looked like MJ was coming out of his early season funk. Nice to see him return and get on base multiple times. Vinny extends his on-base streak to 20 games, and Bobby continues to play a solid shortstop. Hey, you know what? Speaking of that, speaking of how this is an evaluation season, And no real pressure on wins and losses. It's an evaluation season. We got to discuss then the pinch hitting situation there in the ninth inning, taking Michael Massey out, taking Kyle Isbell out. Now, I'm not going to pound my fist on the desk, but are we evaluating? Are we trying to win? What exactly is the discussion? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We knew this team was going to be at a talent disadvantage most nights. Now, especially with Waters and Lynch and Bubich all on the shelf. We also knew Waters, Lynch, and Bubich, those were three of the prime candidates to surprise and emerge and become a new cornerstone for this franchise. Well, Waters and Lynch can still do that when they return, hopefully sometime in May. Bubich, we know it's a wrap for him. But if you don't have Salvi in the lineup, you don't have Singer on the hill, you don't have Lynch nor Bubich, you don't have Waters, but who's going to come to the aid of Bobby, Vinny, and MJ?
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
You certainly don't bank on anyone else. So this is the type of day where either Bobby, Vinny, or MJ need to put the team on the back and lead them to victory. That's a difficult ask, especially for second-year big leaguers. And certainly they were unable to do so today. Royals lose 2-0. They drop the series in Arizona. 2-4 thus far on the road trip with a 4-game set in the Twin Cities opening up tomorrow night. 2-4 so far, and I remember being asked, heading into this 10-game road trip, what was the expectation? My expectation, 3-7. Royals are one win away from meeting that expectation, but wow. Not even May 1st, and we're all embracing the evaluation season, right? We're all embracing the, hey, give me one win. Give me one silver lining per series, per road trip. Now, Michael Massey, MJ Melendez, early on, those are the favorites in the clubhouse. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. We got to talk about Josh Staumont and Josh Taylor, but I want to get you involved. Royals fall in Phoenix, 2-0 the final score. We get to your thoughts after this. Royals drop the finale in Arizona, 2-0. The final score, record falls to 6-19, second worst mark in all of Major League Baseball. Thankfully, the Royals are in the American League Central with the pitiful Detroit Tigers and the endlessly underachieving Chicago White Sox. You might need to blow that whole thing up on the South Side. I understand what's going on here in Kansas City. Look, I talk about it every single day. You might have to blow that entire thing up there and just start over. Hey, quick reminder, tomorrow's opener of a 4-game series at Target Field against the Twins, Zach Greinke on the hill opposite Tyler Mahle. It's a 6:40 first pitch. It's going to be on our sister station, Alt 96.5. My On Deck show will begin at 5:30 again over on Alt 96.5. That's also where you'll find the post-game show. But you can also, as always, listen on the Odyssey app or on your smart speaker. And it's just tomorrow night, only for night one of the NFL draft. And speaking of the draft, Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero coming your way in just about 15, 20 minutes from now, getting you ready for tomorrow's night one of the NFL draft. Ryan Yarbrough takes the loss. He's now 0-3 on the season, 4 innings of one-run baseball. Yarbrough makes his first start of the season and was Ryan Yarbrough. He was good. 4 innings of one-run baseball. I'll take that. take that every time from Ryan. But boy, is it an uncomfortable watch. It's always nerve-wracking when you have these soft toss and touch and feel left-handers, especially when they're starting the game and you're thinking, you know, hey, we got to get 4+ out of you. Yarbs does the job today, the one run he gives up. I'll tip my cap. Emmanuel Rivera, beautiful swing. Yuli Gurriel, or Lourdes Gurriel, I should say. Beautiful swing. Back-to-back singles to open up the fourth. Yarbrough gets a 5-4-3 double play, so he's one out away, but Evan Longoria, a broken bat single in the left field. He gets jammed on a cutter and fights it off, and it finds grass, and it gives Arizona a 1-0 lead. That's ultimately all they would need as Zach Gallen strikes out a dozen in 6 1/3 innings. But Yarbrough saddled the loss. Two pitching highlights tonight. It was fun watching Josh Staumont. Interesting hearing the story from Mike Sweeney about the slider being brought back by this pitching staff. Sure, it was labeled a curveball by StatCast and by Game Day, but Mike Sweeney talking about the new slider from Josh Staumont. And then Josh Taylor, the lefty that retired the side in order with a pair of punch-outs. Struck out Thomas with a sinker. Struck out Herrera with a slider. I like what I've seen. Dating back to spring training when he was still kind of getting his legs under him and trusting his body after coming back from injury. I like what I've seen from Josh Taylor. I don't know if I'm going to go overboard yet, but it does seem to be another win for J.J. Piccolo in this front office when it comes to trades. You look at their trade deadline last year, and now you throw in the Adalberto Mondesi for Josh Taylor trade. Look, I wasn't a big fan of trading Mondi, but hindsight being 2020, I was dead wrong. Nice move by the Royals. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. This is from Ron in Franklin. He says, Vern, how many starters do we have above the Mendoza line? No matter how well we throw, if you can't score, you can't win. Yeah. Well aware of that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. More than half of your lineup today. Your starting lineup was hitting below the Mendoza line. Boy. And Kyle Isbell's now right at the Mendoza line. So almost 2/3 of your lineup. Again, this is who the team is. That first inning is who the Kansas City Royals are. Well, it's who they better be, to be honest with you. Bobby, Vinny, MJ, gotta be good. Gotta be good or else we're blowing this thing up. I'm talking about the White Sox. Bobby, Vinny, MJ, Salvi must be good, and then you just hope and pray that someone else can emerge or have a nice night. Ideally, they have a nice season and become one of those key cogs like Bobby, like Vinny, like MJ. So yeah, 2/3 of the lineup. That is, yeah, certainly not what you're looking for. My game notes following this 2-0 loss at the hands of the Diamondbacks. My game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. And really, the only game note I have written down is Salvador Perez. Was that coming through on the radio as well? Could you guys hear Salvi, who again had the day off today? Could you hear Salvi? I mean, you want to talk about a cheerleader. I understand the great number 13 could have easily just enjoyed his day off and kicked back and relaxed, but you know Salvi, I know Salvi, you knew he wasn't going to do that, but man, encouraging everyone. Every time there was any lull in the broadcast, you heard Salvi's baritone voice booming from the background. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio following the Royals' 19th loss here in game number 25. Go ahead.
Well, I will say at the beginning of the season, I did have hope for this very young team. But,
me too.
You know, we haven't been good since we won the World Series in 15. And I will say year after year, I've had hope for this team. But, you know, 6-19, I've kind of gotten to a point where I've kind of lost hope in this team. I mean, I had a feeling, even though I had hope in them, we're going to be still bad. But I didn't think it was going to be this bad so far to start the year for the Royals. I thought we were going to be a little bit better. I thought we'd already be at the 10-win mark. But just, I've kind of gotten to the point where I've lost hope now in these Royals.
And I understand that, Ty. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, as far as 2023 is concerned, I can't fight you. I can't try and sway you another way. Because I'm with you. I didn't think they'd be the second worst team in Major League Baseball. Well, maybe that was foolish of me. I expected them to be bad, to be one of the worst teams in their division, to be one of the worst teams in baseball, but not thankful for the Oakland Athletics, you know? Now, coming into the season, I always have my three keys, my X, Y, and Z. If these three players meet or exceed expectations, this team has a chance to win. My X, Y, and Z were Drew Waters, Daniel Lynch, and Nick Prado. Prado's in Omaha. Lynch is on the IL. Waters is on the IL. Bubich is on the IL. You know, a lot of those pendulum-swinging talents in this organization, the guys that were going to take this season from awful to bad, bad to okay, okay to good, good to great, those guys, man, a lot of them are hurt. A few of them are underperforming like a Michael Massey so far this season. Some others just continue to be who they've been, like a Kyle Isbell, Jonathan Heasley. Now, I understand. I understand losing hope for 2023. The question is how's that hope for 2024? Now, that's what I'm struggling with right now. Because if I don't think they can win next year, well, then, yeah, it is time to maybe not blow it up, but ask some very difficult questions. Like, should we trade Brady Singer? Should we trade Vinny Pasquantino? Should we trade Salvador Perez? Royals lose 2-0. Quick timeout. We're back with your thoughts after this.
Hey, fans, this is Mike Sweeney, and you're listening to the home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals shut out for the sixth time this season. That's nearly a quarter of their games. They fall 2-0 to the Diamondbacks and fall 13 games below 500. Let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610 from the 816. Vern, Salvi's day off. What a bunch of bull. He can't even pinch hit for a backup catcher with the tying run on base. This is a theme on the text line. From the 913, Vern, why didn't Salvi pinch hit in the ninth? A few more questions about Salvi. Yeah, for those that missed it, top of the ninth inning, Royals trailing 2-0, MJ Melendez draws a leadoff walk. Edward Olivares then reaches on a gift. Nick Ahmed, a two-time Gold Glove Award-winning shortstop, gets a little casual with a backhand. And it goes underneath his glove, and Olivares reaches on an error. So with two on and nobody out, Matt Cotrero goes to his bench, lifting Michael Massey, one of the centerpieces of the evaluation. Lifts Michael Massey to bring in Matt Duffy, who I understand has hit very well this season. From the 816, Vern, why is Matt Duffy on the bench when he's hitting 368? Duffy comes in and flies out to right. Kyle Isbell due up next, still two on, only one out. Isbell, who is one of the three, four, five main guys at the center of the evaluation season that is 2023. He's lifted for Franmil Reyes. First pitch, Franmil lines out to center. And then Freddie Fermin comes to the plate and strikes out on a slider out of the zone. Yeah, Selvey left on the bench. In my opinion, I did not ask Matt Cotrero about this. I did not hear. Actually seeing this right now, I was going to say, I would imagine watching that game yesterday, Selvey took one off the forehead, took one off the neck while catching, and then wore 95 off his spine in the ninth inning. To me, if I was Matt Cotrero, Selvey, you're getting the day off and you're not playing. Don't expect to play. And now I see Annie Rogers of MLB.com. She just tweeted, quote, "Doesn't sound like Salvador Perez was available today for the pinch hit in the ninth. Royals were planning an off day for him anyway, and then he got banged up on his 19th loss here in game number 25. Go ahead.
Well, I will say at the beginning of the season, I did have hope for this very young team. But,
me too.
You know, we haven't been good since we won the World Series in 15. And I will say year after year, I've had hope for this team. But, you know, 6-19, I've kind of gotten to a point where I've kind of lost hope in this team. I mean, I had a feeling, even though I had hope in them, we're going to be still bad, but I didn't think it was going to be this bad so far to start the year for the Royals. I thought we were going to be a little bit better. I thought we'd already be at the 10-win mark. But just, I've kind of gotten to the point where I've lost hope now in these Royals.
And I understand that, Ty. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, as far as 2023 is concerned, I can't fight you. I can't try and sway you another way. Because I'm with you. I didn't think they'd be the second worst team in Major League Baseball. Now, maybe that was foolish of me. I expected them to be bad, to be one of the worst teams in their division, to be one of the worst teams in baseball, but not thankful for the Oakland Athletics, you know? Now, coming into the season, I always have my three keys, my X, Y, and Z. If these three players meet or exceed expectations, this team has a chance to win. My X, Y, and Z were Drew Waters, Daniel Lynch, and Nick Prado. Prado's in Omaha. Lynch is on the IL. Waters is on the IL. Bubich is on the IL. You know, a lot of those pendulum-swinging talents in this organization, the guys that were going to take this season from awful to bad, bad to okay, okay to good, good to great, those guys, man, a lot of them are hurt. A few of them are underperforming like a Michael Massey so far this season. Some others just continue to be who they've been, like a Kyle Isbell, Jonathan Heasley. Now, I understand. I understand losing hope for 2023. The question is how's that hope for 2024? Now, that's what I'm struggling with right now. Because if I don't think they can win next year, well, then, yeah, it is time to maybe not blow it up, but ask some very difficult questions. Like, should we trade Brady Singer? Should we trade Vinny Pasquantino? Should we trade Salvador Perez? Royals lose 2-0. Quick timeout. We're back with your thoughts after this.
Hey, fans, this is Mike Sweeney, and you're listening to the Home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals shut out for the sixth time this season. That's nearly a quarter of their games. They fall 2-0 to the Diamondbacks and fall 13 games below 500. Let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610 from the 816. Vern, Salvi's day off. What a bunch of bull. He can't even pinch hit for a backup catcher with the tying run on base. This is a theme on the text line. From the 913, Vern, why didn't Selvey pinch hit in the ninth? A few more questions about Selvey. Yeah, for those that missed it, top of the ninth inning, Royals trailing 2-0, MJ Melendez draws a leadoff walk. Edward Olivares then reaches on a gift. Nick Ahmed, a two-time Gold Glove Award-winning shortstop, gets a little casual with a backhand. and it goes underneath his glove, and Olivares reaches on an error. So with two on and nobody out, Matt Cotrero goes to his bench, lifting Michael Massey, one of the centerpieces of the evaluation, lifts Michael Massey to bring in Matt Duffy, who I understand has hit very well this season. From the 816, Vern, why is Matt Duffy on the bench when he's hitting 368? Duffy comes in and flies out to right. Kyle Isbell due up next, still two on, only one out. Isbell, who is one of the three, four, five main guys at the center of the evaluation season that is 2023. He's lifted for Franmil Reyes. First pitch, Franmil lines out to center. And then Freddie Fermin comes to the plate and strikes out on a slider out of the zone. Yeah, Selvey left on the bench. In my opinion, I did not ask Matt Cotrero about this. I did not hear. Well, actually seeing this right now, I was going to say, I would imagine watching that game yesterday, Selvey took one off the forehead, took one off the neck while catching, and then wore 95 off his spine in the ninth inning. To me, if I was Matt Cotrero, Selvey, you're getting the day off and you're not playing. Don't expect to play. And now I see Annie Rogers of MLB.com. She just tweeted, quote, "Doesn't sound like Salvador Perez was available today for the pinch hit in the ninth. Royals were planning an off day for him anyway, and then he got banged up behind the plate and hit by a pitch. So a true off day for him today means four games in Minneapolis." That's the right move. I understand you wanted the Royals to win, but let's be real. Wins and losses are not of the utmost importance this season. They were when I showed up for game one. But here we are, 25 games in, I refuse to bang my head against the wall endlessly. Especially when everyone that I speak with reiterates, hey, you know, it's an evaluation season. Yeah, you know, we want to see Bobby at short and Isbell at center. Gotta see what, you know, Brady and Bubich and Vinny and the rest. Yeah, give Michael Massey a shot at second base. Everyone is embracing this within the organization top to bottom. So if they're viewing it that way, if there's no real pressure to win consistently this year, well, then why am I going to freak out? Why am I going to get upset that Selvey didn't come in and gut through it? You know, I mean, now, that's the wrong way to put it. It's not about toughness with Selvey. It was, you get the day off. You take the day off. But as far as why isn't Matt Duffy playing? Because the season isn't about winning at all costs. It's not. Wish it was, but it's not. Few more from the text line. From the 816, I would ask Zach Greinke if he would like to bat when he starts his next game. He's a darn good hitter. Yes, he is. Greinke on the hill tomorrow, as a matter of fact. He goes opposite fellow right-hander Tyler Molly. It's a 6:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Don't forget, tomorrow's game is on our sister station, Alt-96.5. So from the Church of Laszlo to the On Deck Show to Zach Greinke to the post-game show, it's all on Alt-96.5. Coming up next, let's get to the draft. The guys from the Character Concerns podcast come your way after this.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled program.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.